This is St. Louis Public Radio. When Missouri's legislative term limits were adopted more than 25 years ago, advocates contended it would bring new people and new ideas into the General Assembly. But some cite turnover in the House and Senate for making the legislature less knowledgeable and less willing to compromise. In the latest edition of Curious Lewis, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores the impact of term limits on Missouri politics.
Jefferson City resident Mike Minecoth recalls how legislative term limits were sold to Missourians in 1992. By limiting lawmakers to 8 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate, Missouri's legislature would become more responsive to the people and less dependent on lobbyists or special interest groups. Minecoth wants to know if those predictions materialize 25 years after voters approved an initiative setting up term limits.
Well, let's look at the data that's been collected over 25 years and go back and run the data to see, did this approach address that purpose?
Missouri is one of 15 states with term limits. Most of Missouri's neighbors, like Illinois and Kansas, allow senators and representatives to serve as long as voters will keep them. There's little dispute that Missouri's term limits ensured that lots of new people would enter the legislature every couple of years. Nearly every current member of the House or Senate started their legislative service after 2002, a big change from when lawmakers stayed in their seats for decades. But Tracy McCreary doesn't believe that's a good thing. The Olivet Democrat worked for Governor Bob Holden and as a staffer to former Democratic State Senator Joan Bray before winning election to the Missouri House. McCreary, who has spent about four sessions in the House, says term limits actually give lobbyists more power because they've often been around longer than representatives or senators and know more about issues. She also says term limits make it harder for lawmakers to forge close relationships.
When you start a new job anywhere, you're motivated to get to know people that you work with because you're like, you know what, this is a great company. I want to work here for a while. I want to be happy at work. And you're motivated to find out like about their family and what their hobbies are and things like that. With term limits, there's actually absolutely no motivation really to ever get to know people.
On the surface, a less social legislature may not seem like that big of a deal. But many lawmakers, including Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin, say term-limited senators are more inclined to filibuster bills, especially since they don't have to go before voters again. Richard, who has spent about 15 years in the legislature, says personality clashes often affect the flow of bills.
I think that's why I'm a little bit jaundiced about term limits anymore. You can't make a deal with somebody because everybody knows you're going to be gone, so people don't need to keep their word.
Efforts to significantly change term limits, in general, haven't gone very far. This year, lawmakers didn't pass Representative Dean Plocker's proposal that would increase from 8 to 12 years the maximum amount of time someone could spend in the legislative chamber. Plocker, a de pair Republican who has spent about two sessions in the House, still believes term limits are a good thing. But he says lawmakers may gain expertise if they're allowed to serve in a chamber for longer periods of time.
Now, I don't know what percent might serve 12 years, and certainly not everybody. But what we have now, and there are accusations that, you know, lobbyists have a greater influence on our body with term limits as they are now. And this, if that were true, would help cut back on that.
As former Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder pointed out last year, voters would have to approve any change to term limits, and it may be hard to convince Missourians to change the system.
The people grafted this onto our Constitution by a supermajority, and it's not going anywhere. I understand all the arguments against term limits, but I've seen it move some awfully capable people into public office who might not have ever had a chance.
After 2018, more than 25% of the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate will depart due to term limits. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.